This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So this is why Allah says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except in surrender, in a state of surrender. That means you have to be submissive to Allah. All of us think we are the exception and that we will get notified before we die, or that we will be ill and sick and our health will deteriorate before our death, so we get a chance in order to make up for our mistakes and be ready for death. Allah is not going to give you more time. When death comes, it's a final decision. You're going to leave whether you are ready or not. The person who has not been prepared, or who has not prepared for that moment, inevitable certain moment of leaving this world and leaving everything behind, including the bright future and the plans the person had in mind. Because death, when it comes, it interrupts your plans. And it takes your hopes, and it breaks all of the ambitions that you had in this life. So the person who is not ready, when death jumps on them, they turn to Allah and they say, "Oh Allah, save me for a little while, for some time. Give me a little extra time so I fix my affairs, so I get ready for this moment." And then Allah says, and Allah will never delay a soul or a person beyond their time. Allah is not going to give you more time. When death comes, it's a final decision. You're going to leave whether you are ready or not. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse that we quote every Friday at the beginning of every khutbah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah says, die not except in submission. Die not except as Muslims. How do you do that? When you are prepared for death. You have to be prepared for death. And all of us seem to fall for the satanic trap of making us think that we are different from other people who died an unexpected death. All of us think we are the exception and that we will get notified before we die, or that we will be ill and sick and our health will deteriorate before our death, so we get a chance in order to make up for our mistakes and be ready for death. All of us think we are that person who is going to get notified, who will get the notice beforehand about death. But death often in the lives of people comes as a surprise. It catches you by surprise. It catches you off guard. That's the nature of death. And death does not recognize age or health. It comes to healthy people. It comes to young people. And there are so many reasons that bring death about. You could be the healthiest, and you could be young. You could be full of energy and hope and ambition in this life. You could have bright plans, and you could be a very exceptionally intelligent person. And you think you have something to contribute, and you have been brought into this world to be Allah's gift to the creation. So death doesn't even cross your mind, because you think it's only gonna come when you fulfill this mission in life. But sometimes people are surprised by the angel of death coming to them when they least expect it. So this is why Allah says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except in surrender, in a state of surrender. That means you have to be submissive to Allah. You have to be obedient to Allah all the time. All the time. So many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, especially when Allah wants to give us advice about how to carry ourselves well and how to make the right choices in life, Allah reminds us of our inevitable return to Him. Why? Because nothing brings life to our hearts more than the remembrance of death.